under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, June 26, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We got a great show lined up for you. In the next segment, we're going to be talking with Justin Michael. He's running for Congress up here in the 1st Congressional District against the current incumbent congressman to represent us in Washington, D.C. At the bottom of the hour, we have a new sponsor that is going to be talking about used cars. You guys know my love with used vehicles. We've talked about it many, many times. Well, we have a new sponsor online. If you want to go to their website to take a look at their inventory, learn a little bit about them, carculturemi.com. We're going to be speaking with one of the co-owners. Jad will be on the show with us starting at 9:35. We'll be talking about the experience that Vicky and I had replacing her Jeep Grand Cherokee. As I told you, many of you, Vicky was at work Tuesday, June 16th, a week ago this past Tuesday. She was driving her Jeep Grand Cherokee home. She called me and she said, "Honey, my Jeep is filling up with smoke." I said, "Okay, pull over, lower the windows, get all your stuff out of the Jeep, and get away from that vehicle as quickly as possible." I just filled it up the night before with 24 gallons of gas. I said, "Get the heck away from it." Well, by the time I got there, the flames had already started. The fire trucks had been called. They were on their way. And by the time they got there, the vehicle was a total loss. The engine had been melted. The seats were gone. The dashboard, everything melted. It was horrific. Immediately had to start looking for a used vehicle because we don't believe in buying new cars. Looked at about 90 to 95. I swear, I'm not kidding. I had a particular make, model, year that I was looking for. About 90, 95 of them online. Auto Trader, Cars.com. Man, was everywhere. And I found this one unit. I called the guy. He even went out and took a video of the vehicle, texted it to my phone so I could look at it, showing me the exterior, the interior, all kinds of angles, the tires, tread, all of it. I said, "I want it. We'll be down on Saturday." And he took care of us, and he is a fantastic young man. Great business set up down in Garden City, Michigan on Ford Road. However, everything can be done online. You can browse their inventory. He can set up financing. He can even sell you an extended warranty like he did for us. Great guy, great people. We're going to be talking with Jed at the bottom of this hour. Got some things also in the second hour. History lesson. I think today might get a little bit heated between me and Pastor Chatfield. I have a completely different perspective of what's going on in the Middle East. I want to put an end to this war. I want everybody to get along. I want gas prices to drop as soon as possible so we can enjoy our summer and head forward to the elections, August 4th primary, November 3rd general election, and elect people based on $2.50 a gallon gasoline. But how do we get there? Well, that's going to be the conversation in the second hour history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Third hour, TruckerRandyHealth.com. Check out Fat Trucker Randy pictures. Look at them. See what I look like almost basically 3 years ago. We're going to talk to Missy about turning your metabolism on and getting you thin for the summer as well. Justin Michael for Congress in the next segment. Short break. Word from our loyal sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Friday, June 26, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Justin Michael. He is a candidate for Congress in the 1st Congressional District in the upcoming August 4th Republican primary. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you?
Well, buddy, the absentee ballots are in the mail. People are supposed to be getting them probably today, tomorrow, or Monday. People are going to be voting. What is the word that you'd like to share to those folks that are getting their absentee ballots early?
Well, the main thing that I'd want to tell people is this. You got an option in this election. You can choose the person that sends you flyers in the mail and tells you they're going to do stuff when they get to Washington, D.C. to help you or to go out there and say, you know, we care about the community, but they're never present. Or you can vote for someone who has put in tens of thousands of miles in this district every day, nonstop, no days off for over 17 months, who is literally going to every town, village, and city in this entire district in 36 days, meeting with constituents, hearing their concerns. You have an opportunity now to vote for somebody who truly cares about you, cares about your families, and cares about your communities, and that person's me. And I've done everything that I can to give people everything that I have inside of me to show you what leadership and hard work looks like for people of this district, and I'm hoping that that hard work pays off and that people finally see that they can have a representative that's willing to go out there and do it. Not say they're going to do it, not promise you things, but show you every single day that they wake up with the ambition and the drive to get things done, and they go do it, and they do that for you.
Now, on your website, Justin Michael, MICHAL4FOR Congress.com, you've got a lot of information there about your policy platform, what you'd like to do. For people that are literally opening up their mail today, they might be sitting at the table right now. The mail came early, and they got their absentee ballot already. And they're sitting at the kitchen table with coffee, and they're looking at their ballots. If people go to your website, what is the number one legislative item that you'd like to sponsor? What is it that you'd like to do for the people of the 1st Congressional District?
Well, the first and foremost, and if you go on there, you know, we want to set an agenda that's for the people of our district. And the only way to do that is to sit down with the people of the district and create that agenda that we can take to Washington, D.C., and that we can work on. One, it allows people to hold their legislator effectively in a place where there can be some accountability. Right now, we have no idea what the agenda is. There are no plans. It just happens. You know, a bill comes up and they just kind of kick cans down the road. I want the people of this district to be able to look at me or call the office or see me in person and say, hey, Justin, we sent you to Washington, D.C. to do this. Are you doing it or are you not doing it? So that's first and foremost. But when we get there, one of the issues I think we have is everyone wants to write legislation. Write more bills and write more bills and write more bills. We need to reduce some of the legislation that we have. We've got to get away from just sending people to Washington, D.C. that want to write bills and pass legislation, because that puts a lot of pressure on the constituents that are here, especially small business owners. At wherever I go throughout this district, I talk to people about policy and how federal policy or federal legislation is crippling them. In every town I go to, I hear somebody say, oh, you know, if we didn't have this as legislative bill, or we didn't have this as law, our businesses would thrive. And you, no matter what industry it's in, there's always some piece of legislation that is crippling their ability to be prosperous. So when it comes to legislative agenda, obviously, you know, the SAVE Act is something that's super important. It seems like it's dead on arrival in the Senate for some reason. I don't know what that is. We need to fix that up. We got to have fair elections. They've got to be cleaned up. We've got to take care of that. It makes no sense to me why you have to use a driver's license to go buy a roll of toilet paper, but you can't use your driver's license to register to vote or to vote. That, it just, to me, doesn't, it's mind-boggling. But we're in a situation right now where the people of our district are struggling, and a lot of them, especially small business owners, are struggling because of legislative agenda. So we've got to really hammer that down. That's something that I want to work on. Once we get into the weeds, it's going to be a little bit easier to figure that out and get support. But right now, we're pushing for that.
Well, one of the things that really affected Northern Michigan, especially the radio station, that late ice storm March of last year that just literally decimated our power structure, our grid. I feel that the congressman really did not lead in helping get emergency funding into the hands of the people directly. You know, they set up this agency through the Michigan State Police. They tried to work with the utility companies. But Justin, a lot of people were out of pocket thousands of dollars. I know people that literally lost everything in the freezer. They lost everything in the refrigerator. They had trees literally down in front of their driveway that they had to pay to have removed because they couldn't even get in and out of their driveway. And there was no money. I mean, I even know State Senator John DeMoose in Harbor Springs talked about, thank God, him and his family had the resources. They spent almost $5,000 clearing trees just so they could get in and out of their home. You know, this is something you spoke about back in the day when we were going through that, when you first started running. Is that still something that is on your radar that you want to address for the people in the 1st Congressional District when you get to Washington?
Absolutely. I promised day one that I'd be put that in the Dropbox. So if you go on my website, you can read the Disaster Relief Act. It's something that we championed. It's something I wrote during the ice storm when I was here. Same issue with me. I still have trees that are down. I can't get to them, obviously, because I'm campaigning. I'd like to get out in the woods and cut them because they're oak. We could use the firewood. But one of the things is so many people struggled. My neighbors couldn't get out of their driveway. They needed help. There were people that were dying of heart attacks going out trying to remove some of the brush debris. And as this has continued on, we've seen, you know, people without power for, I mean, we were out without power for 21 days. They missed us when they did the power line stuff. But when the money did come in, it ended up going to the power companies and it didn't go back to the people. And the people were the ones that really struggled. And we always hear all the time, oh, you're so resilient as people, you'll be fine. That's just kind of what happens when you live in northern Michigan. You never know what the weather's going to do. The problem is you're putting people behind. And it really hurt them because it was at the end of the season, really. People weren't prepared to have the extra propane tank or the extra propane in the tank or the extra wood because they were getting ready for spring. And we saw kind of a smaller version of that come through again this year. And when you're talking to people who are in the Forestry Service, they're saying, listen, these weather phenomena are going to continue to happen based on how weather patterns are changing. And if you're seeing that happen, then we do have to have some relief. So I wrote the Disaster Relief Act. I've also spent time in Florida. I understand what hurricanes do. I've spent time in Tennessee where they've had terrible flooding, which has caused damage, and wildfires out there. So the Disaster Relief Act is a bill that I wrote while living and experiencing it that will help people. And what it'll do is allow people to deduct up to 50% of their federal taxable income in events where a natural disaster happens. And I think that's a really great way to put money back in the pockets, or for people that may not have the means or to go out there and just spend it. But if they know they're getting reimbursed, for example, they don't have power, they have to go get a generator, or they have to get provisions to be able to stop something from happening, whether it's sandbags for flooding or it's extra food and things because they know they're going to be without it, they could write those things off on their taxes. So we'd have to change the tax code, but it's something that's an easy fix. And I think that we could get bipartisan support to do that because everybody in the United States struggles when their area is devastated by weather-related phenomena. And it's something that's a simple bill. It's 3 pages, and I'm sure they're going to try to put a bunch of meat and fluff into it, and by the end of it, we'll be doing transgender surgeries in Papua New Guinea. But the reality is we got to keep our bills simple, and we got to be able to support people. And I think this is a great way to be able to say, if I got to go out and buy a chainsaw or go buy a generator because I got to survive for the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, or I got to go find temporary housing, I'm not going to get crushed from that. I'm going to be able to write that off on my taxes.
Absolutely. One other thing that I think is on top of people's minds is, of course, settling this dispute going on in Iran, get gas prices down. But one of the most important things is the natural resources that we have up here in the 1st Congressional District. And honestly, I don't think they're being utilized properly. I think there's some ways that we need somebody in Washington advocating for for all the activities that we're able to provide, all of the mining and different things that we have. And I think people need a representative that will go to Washington and push that agenda, especially with the energy secretary and even the transportation secretary.
Yeah, that's, I mean, as you go throughout the district, you're starting to see it. There's a lot of issues, though, because the towns are losing their autonomy to be able to make the decisions on what's best for them. In the south, in Aranac County, and parts of Iosco County, and a small portion of the lower part of Ogama County, solar farms are going in. Massive amounts, thousands of acres of solar farms. And the data centers are coming in there, and people are really concerned. I mean, they're terrified. And they have no autonomy to make those decisions. Zero. The state stripped them of some of them for the solar power stuff. That was a Gretchen Whitmer design. And now you have data centers coming in and saying, hey, we're going to use this land too. And the farmers are really pushed because they're not making any money. They haven't for years. They're really struggling in certain areas, especially with corn. So they're looking for alternative options to be able to maintain that land. And obviously solar panels and data centers is a great way to get money, you know, back on the land that you own. But they're really struggling.
But here's the problem I have. Okay, we have a president who came out and said, we are done with this green energy crap. We are done with solar panels and wind turbines. You know, we're going to put a stop to it. This is not our agenda. This isn't what we're going to do. Where's the congressman with the backing of the president, support of the president, to say to Lansing and the Michigan Public Service Commission, I don't care what you guys passed at the state level. The president is going to put a stop to this stuff. Where is our congressman stepping in and putting a stop to all this farmland being consumed and used, turned into solar panels? Where is he?
Yeah, well, not present. I'll tell you that, because I've been to these counties a lot more than anyone that's running for Congress. Probably, and this is not to toot my own horn, but I've probably visited more counties and more people during this congressional than anyone who's ever run for Congress in the history of our district. And I'm doing it right now. I'm showing people, listen, you can go to every town. It's a choice. I'm doing it in 36 days just to show people, look, I'm here, and I'm just doing it in 36 days to show you guys that that's how much you matter. But if you can do it in 36 days, then you run for 2 years, you can do it. The problem is you've got to be present. You've got to hear these people's voices and concerns, and you got to get those local coalitions behind you to support you. And now you have a voice, and not only just the congressman calling, being a pest, but now you got a voice of the people. And that's the most important thing. We've got to give the voices back to the people and give them strength and support. And I think that as a congressman, your job is to support the people and what they want to do. It's not me coming in and just saying, well, I'm the congressman, I want this done. No, it's the people are telling me and calling my office saying this is not what they want. We have a coalition of people that are from these communities. Let's go out and get them involved and let's take care of them, because at the end of the day, the government's supposed to protect the people, because it's by the people and for the people. It's not against the people. And right now, people feel like the government is against them, and that's a serious problem.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to give out the website again. Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-L, for congress.com. If you want to talk to Justin, have any questions before you vote for him, 989-889-4333. If you want that information, just text me JM or Justin Michael. I have a screenshot. My phone will auto reply back to you with a screenshot of all that information. You can text him, call him, 989-889-4333. Stay safe out there, Justin. Yeah, we'll talk to you next Friday, buddy.
Yeah, God bless you, Randy. Be safe.
God bless you. On the hour news break, we're going to be talking cars in the next segment. We'll be right back.
This is